It's 4 o'clock on a Wednesday at a private swimming pool in the Washington, D.C. area. Two fathers talk about getting their kids ready for a baseball-themed birthday party that evening. Both fathers are trying to get their sons dried, dressed, and ready to get in the car.
Okay. If you see Ben, tell him he needs to get changed. If you see him.
When I ask one of the fathers if he is a stay-at-home dad, he quickly answers no. But then he adds that he did lose his job 6 weeks ago. He says he is temporarily a stay-at-home dad. The other father, R.J. Respris, has been a stay-at-home dad for the past 10 years. He has a 10-year-old son named Ben and a 7-year-old daughter named Sophie. Being a stay-at-home dad now, he says, is much different than it was 10 years ago.
And so when I first started staying home, there weren't a lot of dads around. It was not a thing yet. And being home as a dad at that point was, you definitely stood out. I stood out. But now I don't think it makes a lot of difference, honestly. I think the stay-at-home dad phenomenon, if you will, I mean, I think it's, everyone seems to know about it. It's not peculiar. It's you see them all the time.
He is right. A new study finds that in the U.S., more than 2 million fathers are staying home to take care of the house and family. This number is twice that of 25 years ago. In 2012, 16% of all parents in the U.S. were stay-at-home dads. Gretchen Livingston is with the Pew Research Center. She says the number of stay-at-home dads is only going to grow. She says in the last 25 years, there have been changes as far as dads taking on more caregiving responsibilities and mothers taking on more breadwinner responsibilities. She adds that the number of hours a day that dads spend caring for their kids has tripled in the past decades. That is a huge change. The study finds that disability, sickness, and unemployment are among the reasons that fathers stay home. But some fathers do so simply to spend more time with their children. Like RJ, Blake Humphreys has also been a stay-at-home dad for the past 10 years. Blake and his partner have two kids, a 10-year-old son named Aiden and a 9-year-old daughter named Camille. Blake is a big, muscular man. He is well over 6 feet tall, with a beard and long hair tucked under his baseball cap. He looks like the kind of man that would be hard to frighten. But he says he does feel fearful when he counts the years he has been out of the workforce.
I am a stay-at-home dad, and I have been a stay-at-home dad for 10 years, since Aiden was born. A decade. And I know that just saying it sounds scary to me right now.
Blake became a stay-at-home parent for the same reason many women do. He made less money than his partner. He thought it would be easy. Then he got advice from an expert on the subject, the woman who raised his partner. She was a stay-at-home mom in the 1970s. She raised 3 kids until they left for college. Blake says she also turned her stay-at-home situation into a career. She did philanthropic work and served on several boards in her community.
I was like, oh, I can do this. Yes, that's easy. Paul's mom came to me and was like, are you sure this is what you want to do? This is what it's like. And she laid it on the line about how challenging it was for her in the 70s being a stay-at-home parent.
When asked about the most difficult part of being a stay-at-home dad, RJ and Blake give the same answer: feeling alone or isolated. Both dads say they miss the interactions with coworkers at their former jobs. RJ worked at an investment bank, and Blake worked at a nonprofit organization supporting gay rights.
being a stay-at-home dad, it's a lot harder than what I had in my mind that it was going to be like.
Why?
Well, I think because it became kind of isolating, and you just have to know how to manage that.
In the U.S., there are many places for moms to meet. There are breastfeeding classes and other mothers' groups that teach everything from music to yoga. Moms are likely to reach out to other moms. Not so with the fathers. For one, there just aren't as many stay-at-home dads as stay-at-home moms. And Blake Humphreys says stay-at-home mothers seem more willing to make friends with other women in their position.
I mean, I just remember when the kids were young and going to the playground. I mean, it would be cliques, and you kind of felt left out. Like, all the nannies would be together, all the stay-at-home moms would be together. And then usually you would see the guys just on the outskirts looking in. And so that took some getting used to, and some skills to figure out how to manage that social situation.
RJ remembers taking his children to many activities where the fathers would be on one side of the room and the mothers would be on the other. He says they wouldn't talk to each other.
So it was really funny walking into these shows because the dads would sit on one side of the room and then the moms would sit on the other side of the room. And it was just, it was like a junior high school dance. It was really funny to see from the outside, like, why aren't the men talking to the women? It was...
Even though the number of stay-at-home fathers is growing in the U.S., such men can still face worries about their self-worth. RJ and Blake both shared their feelings of anxiety. RJ says in the beginning, the question, what do you do for a living, made him especially uneasy.
You know, back when I first started, telling people that I was a stay-at-home parent really caused a lot of anxiety because there was that initial shock from, you know, from the person receiving that information. You say you're at a party and you say, well, they say, well, what do you do? Because that's always the first question around here is, what do you do? And to say I'm a stay-at-home dad, you may project that in your conversation and say, oh, that person is judging me. And that's hard. I mean, that...
Blake volunteers at his children's school, partly, he says, to battle that isolation and to build up his sense of self-worth. Volunteering became like a part-time job. He says it adds value to his life and his family's life.
And I think because of being a stay-at-home dad, I would almost be overly involved. I would try to turn it into a part-time job doing volunteer work because I would see value, that added value to, I mean, not only my life, but it added value to my kids' school life.
RJ Respris feels the same way. He volunteers at his children's school, coaches his son's baseball team, and organizes all after-school activities. RJ has recently begun a part-time paying job from home, but he says his job as stay-at-home dad comes first.
And I do work, and I work not full-time, but I work from home, and I'm able to work part-time, and that allows my family the ability to coordinate schedules with the kids' activities.
Stay-at-home dads may question their self-worth because they are not bringing money into the family directly, a role traditionally connected to fathers. Blake says he began to question his masculinity.
No, you question your masculinity because you're not bringing money in. You question the value that you're adding to the family. Even though if you look at it, you are adding the most value to the family because you are taking care of everything, the daily operations of your family.
School is letting out.
Going back to work is also a question of economics for Blake and his family. If he goes back to work, they will have to pay someone to pick up their kids from school. to drive them to sports and other activities, and to babysit when both parents are at work. And just spending time with their children is valuable to both men. In fact, when RJ told his former co-workers that he would be taking time off from work to look after his newborn son, the reaction was not what he expected.
When I went and told the people that I was working for, I worked for an investment bank at the time, and I went and told them what I was doing, almost all of them, they were older than me, their kids were older, and they all expressed a feeling of, I wish I could have done that. They never really saw their kids very, very much. Most of the older guys saying, really enjoy that time because you don't get that time back, and that's huge. Hang on one second. Yeah? So our bag is over here.
I'm Ana Mateo. Are there many stay-at-home dads in your community? Are you a stay-at-home dad? Would you be a stay-at-home dad? Please share your comments or questions in the comment section. And now for words in this story. Clique, noun, a small group of people who spend time together and who are sometimes not friendly to other people. Philanthropy, noun, the practice of giving money and time to help make life better for other people. Lay it on the line, idiomatic expression, to make something very clear, to be very definite about something. Masculine, adjective, having qualities appropriate to or usually associated with a man. Masculinity is the noun. Anxious, adjective, afraid or nervous, especially about what may happen. Feeling anxiety. Volunteer, noun, a person who does work without getting paid to do it. Volunteer is also a verb. Extracurricular, adjective, used to describe extra activities, such as sports, that can be done by the students in a school but that are not part of the regular schedule of classes.